The summer of 2020 is going to look different in Ann Arbor, just as most of this year already has due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to share some information along those lines is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, Mike Miquelon. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Glad to be here.
I understand you have some important community information to share. I know we already discussed that the ticketed events for the Summer Festival have been canceled due to COVID-19, and now a decision has been made about Top of the Park?
It has. And so Top of the Park, as we know it, or used to it, will be canceled this summer following that announcement about our ticketed series. But we've been spending a lot of time envisioning new and adapted programming, and so we're kind of viewing today as more of an announcement about that as much as it is a cancellation.
Okay, that's a good attitude. That's a good perspective to take. But just to go back for a minute, for 36 years, that's how long we've had the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, is that correct?
That's correct, and we haven't missed one until this year. We haven't had to cancel a program like this. This is the first time, you know, in that 36-year period, we've gone through a lot. We've moved locations a couple of times, but this is the first time that a big part of our program has been, traditional program has been canceled outright.
What has that been like, coming to that decision?
It's been difficult. I think that because we're in the live event business, I think that we've been in this place for a while, and now, frankly, we're really excited just because we've been spending a lot of time thinking about new opportunities and new programs. But it certainly has been disappointing. I think about an event and a program whose job it is to bring people together, and when you need it most in a time like this, and you're not able to do that in a way that people are used to, it's obviously disappointing. And so it's heartbreaking, but I think that the staff and myself are in a good place where we're ready to kind of announce a lot of adapted activities for this moment.
I know we're hearing about a lot of cancellations or postponements, as some people like to put them, in the Ann Arbor area community due to the current pandemic. But I'm just curious, what goes into making that decision? Do you have to consult with medical professionals or your board of trustees or the governor or the mayor? How does that go down?
Well, there's certainly the question of how do we safely and responsibly produce an event? And then there's a question of just the timeline. And so an event like the Summer Festival, which lasts nearly a month, you reach a point in which you can't go any further holding out and hoping for the best. And so we work closest with the city of Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan. And it was just clear that in June, in time for us to pull off this event, that both government restriction and then best practice for public health wasn't going to allow us to have a gathering like this.
Okay, we'll get to the positive part in a minute because I'm all about that. But I'm wondering, when you first announced that you were canceling the ticketed events, what kind of reactions did you get from people?
Mostly supportive. So, you know, a lot of people, I think most people understood because unlike other negative forces, this is something where we're all being affected in some way. So there wasn't a lot of explaining. People got it. And a lot of people turned around and if they had bought tickets, decided to turn their ticket purchase into a donation instead of a refund. So generally very, very supportive and understanding, obviously a great deal of disappointment. And people were holding out hope, I think, as we were, that Top of the Park, because it was kind of further out, could happen. And we reached a point where it couldn't. But I think people were understanding after that first announcement.
So again, to clarify, after 36 years impacting about 80,000 people, there will be no outdoor Ann Arbor Summer Festival, no ticketed events. We already knew that now. No Top of the Park. We're talking to Executive Director Mike Miquelon. So tell us what you have come up with to at least have some sort of participation in this very popular annual summer event.
Yeah, so what the team here has been working on are different elements of an adapted season that we plan to roll out throughout the month of May and beyond. And so what we're thinking through is what the environment might be and what activities might be right for the moment. And so this ranges from certainly a lot of our programming moving online, which I know is not new to people. A lot of great organizations are doing that. There's also collaborative community art projects that may take place outdoors where the flow of people wouldn't be large. And then on a larger scale, we're looking at a moment where we may be able to do things like drive-in concerts and movies. And so we're going down a lot of different paths of planning and then hoping to be responsive to what government and public health allow us to do.
So what would be online? What would we be watching?
So I think that there's a lot of our program like Retreat, the Retreat series, which are different kind of wellness and physical activity classes that take place free at Top of the Park, will move online for instruction. We certainly hope to be streaming some performances as a way to bring these great local and regional artists into people's households and support artists in this time of need. There's kids activities in our Festival Footprint Learning Center. All of those activities we hope to fully move online and pretty closely mirror our existing summer schedule. But I think that what we're seeing is that, I don't know about you, Lisa, I as much great stuff as there is out there, I get to the point in the day where my eyes glaze over and I can't look at my screen anymore.
Right.
And so I think that we're spending a lot of time thinking, you know, what can happen outdoors in some way, knowing that large gatherings might not be possible, but maybe pop-up neighborhood concerts or other things might be could be done safely and be allowed.
Well, that sounds like fun, pop-up neighborhood concerts. So that's something that you're looking into.
Certainly. And I think that we're in this kind of unique place where normally we plan pretty intensely and then announce a season. And I think that we just kind of accepted that we're going to be very kind of outward and transparent about our process. So that is an idea. I don't know. I can't say right now for certain that that'll be possible. It really depends on kind of our partners and what's safe and responsible, but certainly an idea that we're looking at and we'd love to make happen.
Sounds like for all of us, you're having to become more of a winger than a planner, which probably is not a great thing for a huge outdoor festival like this.
Yeah, we're pretty nimble, and I think that we've learned a lot over the last nearly four decades. So we're not uncomfortable in that position. It's certainly interesting times.
Outdoor Top of the Park movies are one of my favorite things, but it sounds like you're thinking about possibly doing something along those lines. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're wondering what a drive-in event might look like, where there are both concerts or DJ sets that could be streamed into people's cars, maybe a movie as well. The drive-in experience is certainly different, but I think maybe fun in a way for people to feel connected, but do that in a safe way. I know other communities are looking at that. And yeah, it's one of a kind of a long list of ideas that we have that we're pursuing and hopeful that we'll roll out between May and August to the community.
You say May, so will you be starting earlier than usual?
Mostly, some of the digital activities will start earlier than usual. I think that we hope that to get a lot of these announcements out so that people can plan and be excited about the summer. But I think that most of our activities will mirror our traditional kind of mid-June to mid-July timeframe. And I think that outdoors is going to be important. I think that people are going to want to get outside. And so there may be activities involving audio stories and walks that we're looking at in ways that people can connect, enjoy performance and art, but do so safely.
Okay, so Top of the Park, Ann Arbor Summer Festival, officially canceled. Ticketed events, we already knew, officially canceled. But so is it wrong to say that Summer Festival is canceled? How should we put it?
I would say that the Summer Festival is adapting. So I think that we're announcing a few things today, but we're envisioning new programming. We're going to continue to roll out announcements. We are very much not canceled, just the Top of the Park as we know it. The traditional in-person event won't be happening.
That's a good way to put it. Things as we know it are definitely changing, right?
Yeah.
That is Mike Miquelon. He's executive director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And I hope you will think of us here at WEMU as an outlet for you to share what is happening and where people can get their entertainment and creative release as we move along into the summer of 2020.
Absolutely. Thanks for the work you do. And we look forward to staying in touch.
Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Thanks for joining us.